I think what we have going on here in the last 24 hours is the greatest number of Americans rescued by helicopter since Hurricane Katrina.
Lieutenant Colonel Utterback talking about the severe flooding in Colorado. We are going to have more on that in just a moment. First today, though, the U.S. and Russia work out a deal. You are seeing U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on the left and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the right. They met in Switzerland late last week to talk about Syria's supply of chemical weapons. They came up with steps for Syria to hand over control of those weapons. Here's the plan. Step one, within 1 week, Syria has to offer a comprehensive list of all of its chemical weapons. Step two, international inspectors must be in Syria no later than November. And step three, all of Syria's chemical weapons materials must be destroyed by the middle of next year. This deal could prevent a military strike against Syria, but Secretary Kerry says the threat of force is still an option to make sure Syria follows through. Groups in Syria that are opposed to the country's government aren't sure if that will happen. They say the government has a long history of empty promises. And U.S. Senator John McCain says he and some of his colleagues don't believe the deal over Syria's chemical weapons will do anything to resolve that country's civil war. Back to the flooding in Colorado. Officials say it is responsible for several deaths there so far. Yesterday, about 480 people were still unaccounted for. You can see in this YouTube video what some people in Colorado are dealing with. Water rushing by their homes up as high as some windows. Government agencies say flooding claims nearly 100 lives per year. That's more than other types of severe weather, and most of those deaths involve vehicles. Officials say people try to drive through flooded areas without realizing how powerful the moving water can be. 12 to 18 inches of flowing water can carry away most vehicles. Best advice is if you come to a flooded road, just turn around. Nick Valencia has more on the impact of this flooding in Colorado.
Days of intense rain have left swollen creeks, flooded roads, and damaged bridges in the state of Colorado. Dealing with the weather and its aftermath is proving to be difficult and dangerous. In Aurora, water and hail trapped drivers in a parking lot. Most people there were able to walk out, but for many others in the Boulder area, the only way out, by helicopter. Hundreds have been picked up. Many of those are trapped in towns where severe flooding shut down roads, leaving them stranded.